Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is even Tavkuf Nun Ches Sif Aleph of Motzei Tisha B'Av Ein Ochen Basar. So we go as follows: Tisha B'Av L'Eis Erev Hitzisu Eish Behechal V'Nisraf Achki Asachama B'Yom Asiri. So on Tisha B'Av, already towards the evening, that's when the Beis Hamikdash went on fire and it burnt until Shkia on the 10th day of Av. And based on this, Mnekach Minag Kasher, it's a proper minag, shelo lechol basar, not to eat meat, shelo lishtois yayin, and not to drink wine, on Leil Asiri, on the 10th at night, meaning Motzei Tisha B'Av, and on Yom Asiri, and on the actual 10th day of Tisha B'Av. However, as you all know, v'yesh machmirin, the Ramah adds that we're machmir not the whole 10th day of Av, but rather ad chatzos hayom, only until chatzos of the 10th of Av, meaning the day after Tisha B'Av, only until chatzos, v'lo yoser, and not past chatzos on the 10th. So, for example, this year, Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, so the machmir until Monday, chatzos, yom sheni. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan aleph, v'yom asiri, v'hatam shekavo bachi. So then, why did they establish Tisha B'Av on a night? Why didn't they establish it at least towards the end of the day, on the 9th and then on the 10th? Mishum de'aschalta puranasa adifa. This is based on the Gemara, that we go ahead and we focus in on the beginnings and of the Puranas. That's the emphasis, and as we're going to see coming up, there was already a shtickle nechama in, I think we discussed this already, but there's already a shtickle nechama in the, already by Mincha time, when the Beis HaMikdash started burning, because as we had seen, and we'll see again, that we thank Hashem to an extent that he took out his wrath on the Eitzim Va'avonim, as opposed to, you know, wiping us out, which we were so deserving of. Okay. Sif katan beis, shelo lechol basar. So the minhag is not to eat meat and drink wine on the night of the Asiri, and as we saw, until chatzos of the day. Upashut, the besudas mitzvah mutarim, but a sudas mitzvah would be permitted. Kol akruyim, whoever was invited, lechol basar, nafilo einenu krovo. And even if it's not his relatives, the pshita delaila hazu kala meros chodesh av. Because here it's clear that the night, even though it has seemingly the same nihugim as the 9 days, there is a level of leniency that exists on Motzei Tisha B'Av more than the 9 days. So if there's a Sudas Mitzvah, then there would be total ability, anyone who's invited, even if he's not Krovim, to be Rosh Chodesh Av, Yesh Ktseis Avelis Medina. Because why is it more Chamer from Rosh Chodesh Av? Because there's already somewhat of an Avelis Medina to Gemara, based on the Gemara, Shemematen B'Simcha U'Masematen. We know that already, right, at the 9 days, at Rosh Chodesh Av, that's when we start limiting the Simcha and Masa U'Matan and business deals, Masha Enkein, Bazeh, as opposed to Motzei Tisha B'Av, Shemuter Medina B'Kol. It's really totally okay. There are no real dinim that are present on Motzei Tisha B'Av. It's all Minag. Ach Hasuda She'osin Balayla Shalafnei Achasuna. However, the Suda that you do the night, they used to have a Suda the night before the wedding. In places where they don't send these gifts. So that's lo mikri sudas mitzvah, that meal they would have the night before the chasana, whenever they, anyone familiar with such a minhag? I mean, I know they have, like, you know, in the Goyish world, they have bachelor parties, they don't do things that are too appropriate there. But, l'chein ein lechol basar. L'chein ein lechol basar. So therefore, in such sudas before the chasana, the night before, if they got had a chasana on the 10th of Av, so the night before, that would not be a sudas mitzvah to eat basar. When we call shekain shelo yasham klei shir, and for sure there should be no music on Motzei Tisha B'Av, even at such an affair. Ad achar chatzos yom asiri, right? The music should be held off until chatzos of 10th day. Fi mashakasa v'ramah lekame, like we saw in the Ramah coming up. V'sefer li araba kasa b'shem zekano me'arash zal shezehu rak l'shar anoshim. So he said this is only for other people. About lechasan v'kala v'avien, the imam muter lechol basar. However, when it comes to the actual chasan, the kala, and the parents, Okay, they already have a heter if they're having some type of suda post Tisha B'Av, mostly Tisha B'Av. That's what he says. And that they would be able to eat basar. Tasa b'knes agdola, the tov shalol l'shamesh mitaso b'leil asiri im lo b'leil tefila o yotzei l'derech o b'am nadar. He says that it's a proper to already still to still hold back from marital relations on the night of Mosi Tisha B'Av, the night of the 10th, except, of course, if it's the night that she goes to the mikvah, or if he's going ahead and leaving on a trip, or he's coming from a trip, so then marital relations would be okay. But again, it's not Me'ikar Adin, it's just appropriate due to the fact that that's when the Beis HaMikdash was burning. We move weiter, Sifkat and Gimel, Ad Chatzos Hayom, until Chatzos Hayom on the 10th day, that's when Basar V'Yayin should not be partaken of. Hu Adin Shelo Lirchotz, and he says this applies also not to bathe B'merchatz. Post can point out, Lav Dafka B'merchatz, shouldn't be taking, you know, hot showers either, the Mikel on cold showers. Many poskim, but hot showers as well, one should refrain from. Poskim add, u l'saper u l'chabes ad chatzos, and also going ahead and not getting haircuts and not doing laundry until chatzos. The poskim do bring up, what about wearing freshly laundered clothes from before the 9 days? Because it says here in the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't get a haircut, and you shouldn't do laundry until Chatzos. But what about wearing freshly laundered clothes that were done before Tisha B'Av? Not that anyone has any freshly laundered clothes left after the 9 days, but assuming you did, would you be able to wear them until, would you be able to wear them Motzei Tisha B'Av already? So again, for the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like you could, but the post can bring up, I'll just tell you in a second, what they say. Yeah, they say, or the Yashiv says that you could be makel to put on freshly laundered clothes if it was from before Rosh Chodesh. And for sure, if you're sweating and schwitzing, okay. However, Rav Nissen Karelitz, he says it's aser until Chatzos. And how come the Mishnah Berurah leaves it out? Because he says that's what he meant when he said it's aser le chabes ad Chatzos. So again, you have different opinions here regarding freshly laundered clothes. I guess Rav Yashiv is good to be Simechan if you really have to. But again, I don't think many of us have too many freshly laundered clothes left. But in terms of laundry, you should not be doing laundries until Chatzos on Monday this year, which is the Chatzos of the 10th of Av. In terms of sewing and things like that, Rav Moshe Feinstein, he's Makel. He says we don't see this brought down the postgame. And definitely listening to music. It's clear from the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim that you should not be listening to music until Chatzos. And well, the Yashiv is Mekel in terms of feeding Kitanim, Basar, but others, might say differently. Okay. No, I think everyone's Mekel, even though we say that during the 9 days, you should not be giving to children that are strong, basar or yayin. But he says here, you could probably be mekel, giving basar to the ketanim. They bring up the issue of, what about saying shechiyanu, like the 9 days? Okay, so some say you should not say shechiyanu, meaning things that will trigger a shechiyanu until the 10th day, chatzos. Okay? Yeah, that's discussed in the poskim, although we'll see, one could be mekel probably when you're dealing with a nidcha, as we'll see coming up about a nidcha very soon. So then he says as follows, Mishnah Berurah Vayikra, Kishachal Tisha B'Av B'Yom Chamishi, what happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Thursday? Sha'az Yom Asiri, so then when is the 10th of Av? Friday, Erev Shabbos. So and then he says, Mutter B'chol Zeh L'chvod Shabbos. Because all of these things are permitted the Chvod Shabbos. Now, the question is, at what time? Can you already do it on Thursday night? Only Friday morning? There's all these things that are mutter. going ahead and taking haircuts and doing laundry, when are they already permitted by? The morning or the night before? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to go ahead and do everything from Shachris. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say. However, others say no. Others say you can already do it Thursday night. Some are mechalek between things like laundry on Thursday night as opposed to the others, which you should wait until the morning. So all these things are brought down, but definitely already Friday morning, lechavod Shabbos, haircuts and laundry are totally okay. Lechavod Shabbos Kodesh. We move weiter in the Ramah, back to the Ramah. Imchal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos, v'nidche liyom rishon. What happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and now Sunday is a nidche? Then mutter leechol basar l'shkos yayin yom sheni. You could eat meat and drink wine already on Monday. Aval ba'layla aser mipnei avelas shalom. So in other words, if Sunday is Tisha B'Av, not because like this year it falls out on Sunday, but because it's a nidche to Sunday, then obviously that Sunday is the 10th. So the Beis HaMikdash wasn't burning on the 11th. So therefore, the Monday would be totally okay. Why is it a problem Sunday night to eat basar and drink yayin and drink wine? That's because of the avelus of the day carrying into the night. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Aval balayla asur sifkat dalid hainu rak v'achilas basar yishdiyas yayin. Aval pitzispoiris mutu l'kleyama. Says, Sunday night, if it's a nidcha, is really permitted in everything else. The only thing that's usher on Sunday night is basar and yayin as an extension of the tightness of the day, extension of the avelus of Tisha B'Av of the day, mipnei avelus shal yom. And he says, mashma sifkatan hei, mashma b'rak b'zeh, mipnei aveluso shel Tisha B'Av, machmirin gam b'layla sh'achrav. He says, it appears that only b'zeh, because of the avelus of Tisha B'Av, machmirin the night afterwards. To who kamo bein amitzarim, it's like we see a special chumrah in the 3 weeks. The yesh anashim, even though we don't hold this way, but we saw that there were people that were machmir al atzman basar v'yayin all 3 weeks. Aval b'shar tenisin, but the other fasts, the other fast of the four fasts, ein la'achmir v'zeh, one can have basar v'yayin motzei shavas avatamiz asar v'teves, etc. We continue weiter. We have a little more time here. Tav kuf nun tes minhage Tisha B'Av b'din mila b'Tisha B'Av imchal Tisha B'Av b'moitzei Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzei Shabbos, hey, that's this year. Ein omrim sitkascha b'mincha b'Shabbos. So this year we're not going to be saying sitkascha and mincha b'Shabbos. Umavdilin b'layla b'tfila tishar Motzei Shabbos, and we say havdalah atachon antanu in Shmona Esrei, like all other Motzei Shabbos. And if you did not go ahead and say Atachon Antanu in Shmona Esrei, Ayin Lael Simin Reish Tzadi Dalef Sif Gimel. As you know, what happens when you forget Atachon Antanu, you don't repeat the Shmona Esrei. Umispalim Benachas Bederech Bechi Kavelim, and you daven in that Mairiv, okay, in a very calm, Avel Dika Tfila, Bechein Oisim, Bekriyas Eicha, and also Eicha, as we know, is in a low voice. Uvechol Eicha, Magbia Kol Yosef. As you know, the way Eicha works is you start off very low, and each perek, you go a little louder until you get to the Hashivenu. Kshamia, Magia, Hachazam, the Pasuk Hashivenu, Omim, Oso Akal, Bekol Ram. That's when we finally get to a full loud voice. Hashivenu, Hashem Elecha, Nashuva. Yachar kach mesayim achazan, and afterwards the chazan is mesayim v'chozer akal v'aymrim, and the chazal goes and says again hashivenu v'kol ram out loud v'chein achazan, and then the chazan as well. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkatan aleph ein omrim midei dahavi rosh chodesh shachal lios echad b'shabbos ein omrim sikas tzedek shabbos. This is the same thing as if you had rosh chodesh on a Sunday. Why? Because the Tisha B'Av, Ikri Moed. Because Tisha B'Av has that dual quality that it's called a Moed, even though it's a day of mourning. Because in Mitzvah Shem, it will be a full-blown Moed, B'Simcha, one day. But But definitely as Tachnun, we know we don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av, and therefore we don't say Tachnun on Erev Tisha B'Av, and therefore we don't say Tzidkascha, which is connected up with saying Tachnun, as you know. Tzivkatan Beis, B'chein Osim, B'kriyas Eicha, and so too by Eicha, you say it in a low voice. The Yashtik being called Pasuk Mat, and you have a little pause between each Pasuk, U'bein Kol Eicha Yosei Mat, and between each of the Prakim of Eicha, you go ahead and you take even a little more of a pause. U'pasuk ha'achron shebechol Eicha Omer Likol Ram, and the Pasuk, the last Pasuk in each Eicha, you say Likol Ram. U'linyin bracha lifaneha. And with respect to the bracha before the Megillah, Ayin Le'el Simin Tatsadi, so Siftes Baga, Uve Mishnah Rurasham, that points out there that when it comes to the bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah, there's a actual machlekes if you make a bracha on the Kriya of the Megillah, and the basic, what he brings down is that if you're reading these ksuvim from the klaf, then we do not object to those who make a bracha on it. And the minag here in Eretz Yisrael, the minag Ashkenazim, Prushim, minag Agra, is if you have a Megillah Pshera that's written in the klaf, you do make a bracha. And he says, "V'tov sheyachid yikra eicha gam bayom," and it's appropriate that a yachid also should read Eicha also by day. I'm not sure how many people do this. Okay. Sif katan gimel. V'chein hachazen. And so too the chazen also goes ahead and repeats out loud. V'yachar kachozel hachazen u'maskil. Zechor Hashem mehayalanu. Oy, right, those are the couple of kinas that we say at Motzei Tisha B'Av at night. Not Motzei, Erev Tisha B'Av at night. Habita ure'e escarpaseinu oime yalanu, v'chein cholek kol apsukim emsiasin ba'oi, v'soifen ba'oi me yalanu, and you have, right, you interlock into every stanza, oi, and oime yalanu, as you all know from the kinos that we say every Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av night. 2 more minutes here. It doesn't look like we have much more, but 2 more minutes, but we just do the initial statement here. Bilel Tisha B'Av, Mispalam Arvis, V'Imrim, Eicha, V'Kinois. On the night of Tisha B'Av, Davin Mayriv, and we say Eicha and Kinois, V'Kedem Shabura, Tifkat Ndalid, Mispalam Arvis, V'Tchila, V'Imer. You say Mayriv first, then you say Kaddish Shalem, V'Ainu Im Tiskabel, with Tiskabel, Achar Tfilas Arvis. After Mayriv, you have a full Kaddish, V'Mchal, V'Moitzei Shabbos, Ein V'Varchim HaBonim, V'Mokoim, you're not mevarching the bonim in the place where they have that minag, which we don't. I don't know if anyone has that minag. Vayimim sifkat nehei eicha v'kinos v'akfilu kishuhu biyachid. Even if he's biyachid, he says the eicha and the kinos. And finally, shulchan aruch v'omer achar kinos v'eicha seder kedusha. After eicha and after the kinos and eicha, you say the seder kedusha. Umaschil from atah kadosh. You start straight from Atah Kadosh. Imchal Motzei Shabbos, Ein Oymer Minan. And if it's Chal Motzei Shabbos, we do not say V'Yehi Noam. Sif, let's just finish with this. Sif Anvav, Mei V'Atah Kadosh. Lo Yomar V'Valot Zion Goel. We don't say V'Valot Zion. She'ein Geula B'Laila, there's no Geula B'Laila. And you don't say also Anizos Brisi. She'nire Kimekayim Bris Alakinois. Because it's like Kimekayim the Bris Alakinois. V'od the Aser V'Devei Torah. Also it's Aser V'Devei Torah. V'lo Shayach Lomar. Not appropriate to say V'lo Yomush B'Picha. Sivkat and Zayin of the Motzei Shabbos ain't Omer v'Noam. Fisha Ikro Nisyaseid ala Kamas HaMishkan, because that was based on the building of the Mishkan. And guess what? Ata Nechrav, and now the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. We'll continue tomorrow. Emir Tashem. Good, we did almost a whole daf. This way, what I'm going to try to do for all of us is tomorrow's Thursday, and I'll try to finish up all of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, which is only another couple of more pages. I'll try to do it online, send it to you guys on Friday. So, you'll be able to finish all of Hilchos Tisha B'Av before Tisha B'Av. Then all that's going to be left is Lasos Zeicha L'Chorban, so that we can do after the Chorban. Hopefully there'll be a Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, and it will mamish be a Zeicha L'Chorban.